On the morning show, oh, you know, I like the way Heather does this. Let's another.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Back to school? It's back to summer schedules for some children because of a September heat wave. This mom's in Boston.
The kids getting really tired, them feeling fatigued because the weather is so hot.
CBS's Christina Ruffini is in the thick of it in Washington, D.C., where it's expected to get into the upper 90s today.
It's hot, so the schools are hot and the kids are hot. Schools in nine states have had to alter their schedules because of this heat and because a lot of schools throughout the Northeast don't have adequate cooling systems. Now that means they've either sent kids home early for the day, they've gone to remote learning, or they've had to cancel classes altogether. And a lot of the parents we talked to were frankly shocked that schools in this day and age and with this rising heat don't have air conditioning.
Newly filed court papers show the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden intends to seek an indictment by the end of the month. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
An attorney for the president's son told CBS News they believe the agreement for the gun offense still stands and prevents any additional charges from being filed against Mr. Biden.
A plea deal involving two tax misdemeanors fell apart in court. A sixth inmate has died in custody at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail, which is already being investigated for filthy conditions and potential civil rights violations. 24-year-old Chandre Delmore was being held on a second-degree burglary charge when he was found unresponsive during a routine check. The Justice Department opened a probe after the body of a man who died in the jail last year was found covered in insects. President Biden's rejected several conditions of a plea agreement with some 9/11 conspirators. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The five have been held at Guantanamo for decades, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the principal architect of the attacks. Their conditions include not serving their life terms in solitary confinement. But the New York Times reports President Biden has concurred with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation not to accept the conditions. Many victims' families were angry about the deal.
The new NFL season kicks off tonight, and quarterbacks will be wearing new helmets. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes will be one of a handful of signal callers to wear a Vices position-specific soft-shell helmet. And Vices co-founder Dave Marver says the helmet provides more than just safety.
Players can see the field. They can locate the ball more quickly. They can see a blocker coming.
Concussions are the most common injuries among football players.
Just in, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to the lowest level in 7 months, despite higher interest rates intended to slow hiring. Dow futures down 101. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 66. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 48. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly sunny Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our great friend, Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. We were talking a little AC before in our pregame here. And thankful that we don't need the AC as much right now.
Yep.
I imagine our furry friends are thankful for it, too.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Not as easy to cool off for them as it is us sometimes.
Not at all.
Madison, let's not make the audience wait too long. Who is our Pet of the Week this week?
Our Pet of the Week this week is Gator. Gator is a 3-year-old black and white, my best guess, pity mix. He came to us as a stray. He was microchipped and owners did not come forth for him, so he did stay with us. With Gator, he is just an absolute love. He definitely takes time to warm up to new people. He's very fearful at first. Takes a little bit of time just to get adjusted and to become friends with him in a sort. Once he is your friend, he is your best friend. He is, I want to sit on top of you. Mind you, he is a 70-pound dog. He is, I am a lap dog, and I'm going to sit on top of you. He is fully potty trained. He is just an absolute mush once he is your friend. The one sad part is he does not get along with other animals, so he cannot be in a home with dogs or cats. Other than that, he is just wants to have all the attention to himself. He is perfectly content sitting on your lap, and you may not like it, but he likes it.
I think at the shelter, the gators were always some of my favorite animals.
Yep.
One, the big dog that thinks it's small. Yep. I love those dogs. Love those dogs. But these sweet creatures that maybe they don't, whatever happens or in their upbringing or that they just don't seem to see other animals like they do people. Mm-hmm. They look at people as more of a pack member than another animal does, even another dog sometimes.
Yep.
Which is, it happens.
Yeah.
It's all right. And there's always there's a perfect home for all of these animals. When it comes to a guy like Gator, I know that at the other shelters I've worked at that we tended to, well, you know, retired families or families that with the kids out of the house, a lot of that. Is that what you would recommend, Madison?
Yeah, definitely.
Not to say that there's a house that can't adopt him. Just, you know, if you're out there listening and you happen to be, well, wait a minute, that hits us.
Yep. Definitely somebody who only wants one animal at a time kind of dog. Any family that, again, kids are grown out of the house, retired family. I mean, even a family with kids. He is a fantastic, phenomenal dog, and it's just, you know what, dogs and cats are very similar to people. I've said it before that, you know what, sometimes they really just don't like other animals, and that's perfectly okay. Some people really just don't like other people, and that's perfectly okay. We get it. So he's just a love, and I think, honestly, anyone who's looking for just a fantastic single dog home, he would be your one.
Nice.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say not every human being likes every human being.
I'm willing
to put my name on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Rebel.
That's such a great point, Madison. We don't think twice about that. You know, it's so-and-so doesn't get along with so-and-so. Okay, yeah, big deal. Okay, I won't put them on a team together. I won't put them in a room together or something like that. With animals, we're blown away. Like, what? It doesn't like other animals? How dare he? You know, that's a great point. I think that's important to keep in mind. Also, when it comes to kids, how are they? Are they good with kids? Is Gator good with kids?
Yep, so he is good with kids. With him being 70 pounds and being a large dog, I would recommend probably no very small kids, just because he definitely would be able to knock them over or potentially sit on them because he just really wants attention. But other than that, he has been good with kids.
Not to put you on the spot with this, but I'm curious because we don't come into this scenario very often when we have a microchipped animal, but it is not taken back by the owner. That microchip, does it need a new microchip? Does the same microchip work for a new family?
Yep. So depending on the microchip company, we use a database called PetPoint, and that is our tracking for all of our animals. Pretty much any intake, outtake, adoptions, you name it, is our system. So with the microchips, we're able to enter the microchip number into our database, and then if they're adopted out of our system, that microchip is already updated with the information of the new adopters. So if the animal is already microchipped, we don't do anything besides the aspect to put the number in, and it automatically updates. Some microchip companies, though, are kind of a pain, and you have to call them and pay to change the information over on the microchip. But again, it ultimately depends on the microchip company. We use 24 Pet Watch, and it's very easy to transfer that ownership over. But again, depends on the microchip company.
Yeah. I was in the back cleaning up cages changes and stuff. I didn't get to do that stuff, so I was always curious. what happens in that scenario. Thank you for that. That's interesting. And very kind of cool to hear that you don't have to keep re-chipping an animal or something like that. That's really cool.
The problem would be, though, is if you re-chipped an animal, like it's happened before where sometimes, like in another shelter that I previously worked at, they did not scan before they microchipped the animal. Oh. And so they did re-chip it. Well, the problem with that is we would have to disclose that in the medical that the animal has two microchips, because the problem would be is if the animal got lost and was brought into a humane society and they didn't know that it had two chips, when they scan, if they grabbed the old chip compared to the new chip, then that's kind of a confusing factor with that. Mm-hmm. So with the situation that happened with that, the people who did adopt that dog that had two chips, they just put a tag on his collar that was pretty much stated, I have two chips. Here's my information. And it worked out well that way.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shocking. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that's really cool. Thank you for that. Yeah. That's really interesting. Madison, you and I are going to get together tomorrow. You got to do double duty this week. You
that's
poor
all right.
thing.
That's
you poor
all right.
thing. It's one thing for these two to have to put up with me every day, but for you. Madison's going to be with us in Midday Magazine tomorrow. We're going to be talking about rocking the shelter. We'll take a little more time with it tomorrow and stretch our legs with the subject. But let's tell people about this great event going on this weekend.
Not a problem.
Rocking the Shelter is going on over at the Red Sands Beach, beautiful Red Sands Beach, over in the Stone Shelter over there. You guys are going to have all kinds of fun stuff, kids games and activities, perennial sale, I like that, the face painting, bake sale. It's a good event, but this is also important because this is a way for you guys to be able to get funds, to be able to do some of the good work you're doing.
Yep, and this is actually an event that we are not hosting. This is an event that is by a volunteer of ours that is hosting it, and they're doing a fantastic job, and the proceeds from the event comes to us. So this is not one that we are hosting, but it is one that we will end up showing up and we will be there. So
right now, nice. This is going on this Saturday from 10 to 3 again at Southwood County Park, Red Sands Beach, enclosed stone shelter. And be sure to be listening to Midday Magazine tomorrow from 3 to 4. Madison Rafter will be joining us. I'm looking forward to talking with you and talking a little more about the Humane Society. Speaking of the shop, Madison, is there things that we are in need of over there a little bit more than others?
Yeah, kitten wet food right now. Like I know we talked about months ago that we were in kitten season. We are still in kitten season.
Wow.
We have over 60 kittens in foster right now.
Oh, wow.
We are really in desperate need of kitten wet food. We thought we weren't going to get hit too bad this year with kitten season, but we are still getting kittens in the door daily.
Oh,
so
wow.
Definitely have about 60 kittens in foster. So I think highest needs right now is going to be cat litter and kitten wet food.
Huh, good. Wow. We will do our best to help out with that. We got great listeners that do a lot of good work when it comes to those things. Madison, if people want to help with that or other things involving the shelter or just have some follow-up questions about Gator or anything, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach us over at the shelter at 715-423-0505. Otherwise, you can take a look at our website and see all of our animals available on there at swchs.com.
Be sure to check out that website too, everybody. It is really nice. You did a really nice job with that website. Always good to talk with you, Madison. We'll hang out tomorrow.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have our another Pet of the Week for you next Thursday and this 9 o'clock hour. Be sure to join us for that. We'll have more fun coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Get outside and support a great cause. Join the Southwood County Humane Society for their annual 5K9 walk run Saturday, September 23rd at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wasecha in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your four-legged friends and enjoy the beautiful trail around Lake Wasecha and support the Southwood County Humane Society. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with the event starting at 9 a.m. Visit swchs.com to find out more. Register today to walk, run, and have fun on Saturday, September 23rd to benefit the Southwood County Humane Society.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's
different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going to
give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 66. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 48. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly sunny Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Go ahead and find your partner. Get close. Get that dancing in. To all you high schoolers out there, she won't bite. Just go talk to her. Just go do it.
Something about this song that just makes you think of like junior high, right?
Yep.
You know, something like that.
Those junior high dances with everybody just stare, their backs against as close to the wall as you could get.
As far away from everyone else.
There was always, did anybody else have this where there was the guy that would talk a good game going into the dance? I'm going to dance with a couple girls, or I'm going to dance with this girl. And he was the one that like over in the corner.
Yeah, where'd he go? Yeah, what happened to so-and-so?
Nobody could find him afterward. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That was me. No, I'm joking. That's not far off, actually.
Yeah,
that's not far off. We get into entertainment news right now, but real quick, do want to send a shout out to our friend Madison Rafter with the Humane Society. Find out more at swchs.com. Be sure to join us for Midday Magazine tomorrow. Madison will be with us. We'll also be talking with our friend Connie Tomsky-Fayville, thanks to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau.
Yeah.
So in Midday Magazine tomorrow, we get to highlight the two big events going on this weekend.
That's so cool.
Mm. And two amazing organizations, an FRM and our Humane Society.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Nice work, Pam. Nice work. Every week, that woman does an amazing job scheduling.
She's the best.
Disney Plus is discounting their basic package until September 20th in hopes of gaining more subscribers for their ad-supported tier. This is where we start our entertainment news.
Interesting.
It's usually $7.99, but for a limited time, it can be purchased for $1.99 a month. That reduced rate is good for 3 months, and it's also available for new and returning subscribers.
Hmm.
The service has new content for this month to sweeten the deal. Yesterday, they added the live-action Little Mermaid, and next week, they'll be adding Pixar's Elemental. They're also adding new weekly episodes of the Star Wars series, of course, Ahsoka.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And you've got they've got other stuff coming up here, too. Mm-hmm. You've got the new season of Loki next month, I believe.
Yep, October,
That's probably the most hyped show on their network, on their
right
platform.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. This is so here's the other thing. If you want to read between the lines here, it's hard to keep track sometimes because these companies are conglomerates and they own so much.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, the mouse owns ESPN.
Yes.
And if I say to you, especially like Melissa, you don't, you know, sports doesn't even take up a tenth of your brain power, I imagine.
Oh, 1% maybe?
Yeah, 1%, which I am so jealous
Although,
of.
Although, I just got my draft for fantasy football, so yeah. I haven't gotten a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah, all right.
Rock on.
Taking part in that this year.
We are talking off air about that, Melissa. We are definitely talking about that. So the mouse owns ESPN, and I think that even if I say to you, Melissa, if you wanted to watch sports, what channel would you go to? ESPN, probably.
ESPN,
right?
Yeah.
Well known, right? Yeah.
It's the biggest name in sports. Disney's like taking all buyers right now for ESPN. Like anybody wants it? Come on, Bezos, you want it? Hey, Apple guys, you want it? Like they are trying to sell the biggest name in sports because they're hemorrhaging money.
Yep.
They're having a hard time here, a lot of these streaming services. They had a business model that they are to blame for. They believed that this was the gold rush.
Yep.
That they can move out to California, and there was just nothing but gold in
just
the water.
Just lying around.
Yep, just laying around and pick up some more gold over here and everything. We're going to constantly get subscribers. What could go wrong? Well...
Limited number of people on the planet, okay? Mm-hmm. This model, it has an ending point. There's
so many streaming services.
Yeah. People have to decide, if they want to do it, first of all. And then if they do, which ones that they want to invest in? Because they can't do everything. You just can't afford it.
Mm-mm. I don't blame them for doing this, but I don't see this being the, well, oh, now that they knocked it down for 3 months, I get it for $2. Sure. Like, if you do, now what this will do, and what I'm afraid this is really for, I don't want to pretend to know I wasn't in the board meetings or anything, but knowing a bit about this industry and a bit about how Bob Iger does things at Disney, this is about shareholders.
Oh, yes.
Their subscriber numbers are going to rise up in the next 3 months. And then when the books come in at the end of the month, at the end of the year.
Quarterly earnings
come in. Yep. Well, look at what I did, what Mr. Bob Iger, the guy who saved Disney twice, was able to do. Everybody, look how great I am. That's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, but they're not showing all the people who dropped the subscription after the special price. Yep. Last year. Absolutely. There'll be a few that forgot to cancel their subscription and will hang on for another month, but then they'll lose more.
I just don't think it happens a lot, especially in the entertainment industry. They're so follower, mindset is just like, well, it worked for these guys, then it must work for us, and then we end up in the situation we are right now.
I also think it's noteworthy that this is happening to Disney.
I know.
What hope?
Deep pockets right there. Yeah,
like the deepest pocket, other than, Apple and Amazon, pretty darn deep pockets,
right,
too.
Right, yes.
But that's, I mean, I don't even know if they, I'm not sure who has the deeper pockets in that room. Mm-hmm. I still think it's Disney. Yep. I still think Disney has the deepest pockets.
I think they
pockets.
Have the most assets and everything. Yeah. And honestly, I think this really has to do with the fallout from the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And not being able to have the parks open. Because if anyone knows anything about Disney, the parks are the backbone.
It's the moneymaker.
That is where that's where the base was for everything else they do. And when that money's not there, that was the reason they fired the other guy, because he didn't see
Right.
And now they're in this position where they're, like you said, they're hemorrhaging money. They're trying to get rid of stuff.
You look at the biggest box office flops in movie history. A couple of those are owned by Disney, including one of the bigger ones, John Carter. They were able to survive John Carter like it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would have, if it happened, take this in consideration. If that had happened to Warner Brothers, there may not be a Warner Brothers anymore. Like that's how bad that movie bombed.
Yeah.
Disney didn't lose one bit of sleep over it. Nothing. Like that and that's years ago, of course, in comparison to now with what Seth is saying with the parks and the Carnival cruises and
all that stuff.
I think that sometimes we get a little narrow focus here too, and we think of just the Americas, but Disney's a worldwide conglomerate,
yep.
And they were really hit by the pandemic.
Yes. Yes.
Did not have enough. I don't think that they had a. When you're that big, you don't think about failure.
No.
You don't think about, well, if things go wrong, what is plan B or C? There is no B or C if you're Disney.
Not right now.
And now they're trying to come up. This is plan B. This is, I don't know, a discount. Give them a coupon.
Yeah.
Coupons, everybody.
That's what it is.
Coupons. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Gotta get them in the door.
I got a great idea. Coupons. the Rolling Stones had a really good idea. The Rolling Stones announced the details of their new album at an event in London yesterday.
Wow.
It's called Hackney Diamonds. Okay. Some of the greatest album names in history are from the Rolling Stones, I think.
Yeah.
Some of the weirder, more like, it feels like it's an inside joke half the time.
Right.
But I kind of dig that. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Like Beggar's Banquet.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Hackney Diamonds, and it's their first album of original music in almost two decades.
Wow. Mm.
It'll drop on October 20th. Mick Jagger explained that the title is like, quote, getting your car window screen smashed on a Saturday night in Hackney.
Sounds like fun.
He added that the theme of the album is, quote, angry and disgust.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you feeling your age, Mick? Is that what's going on here? Are you upset that you're now really old? Is that what it is?
That the first single's called Angry. I mean,
it's very on the nose. Wow. Yeah.
There's also a track called Sweet Sound of Heaven featuring Lady Gaga.
Ooh. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mick called it gospel flavored, to which Keith Richards replied, quote, you've never been to church in your life. That's awesome.
Maybe there's just harmonies in there.
They're lovely relationship. I'm glad they still have that kind of relationship.
So much is made of John and Paul, and yep. not enough is made of Mick and Keith.
Keith, yeah.
No way there's enough stories and enough movies or TV shows or articles about Mick and Keith.
Oh, love it.
The album features Mick, Keith, and Ronnie Wood, obviously. The late Charlie Watts appears on two tracks, and former bassist Bill Wyman returned to play on a song called Live by the Sword. That's awesome.
He actually came back. Wow.
And that they had two songs with Charlie on there, too. That is really cool.
This I guess, could almost be considered their last true album because it's there. I know Bill, when he quit, it was pretty contentious.
Yeah.
When he said, I'm done with you guys, are too old, blah, blah, blah. I'm glad to see that he was able to come back at least for one.
It gave me a very first thought in my head was the anthology album that came out when we were in high school from the Beatles with Free as a Bird on it and stuff. And that's the last Beatles song we're ever going to get, probably. It's the last song we'll ever get of the original song we'll ever get from them.
Yep.
So here, the first thing that popped in my head is what you said, man. Yeah. Yep. This is probably it. The Stones' last studio album was 2005's A Bigger Bang. In 2016, they released a cover album, Blue and Lonesome, which earned them their third Grammy.
That's good.
The Rolling Stones have three Grammys? Are you insane?
Three. That's all. Just three.
Why do we care about the Grammys? Why do we care about the Grammys?
Honestly.
Seriously.
Any of the industry awards are silly anyway to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Fair. Fair. Very fair.
They're like, let's award ourselves our own thing because we're awesome. What? Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Look at all these awards we have. We're amazing.
As somebody who votes on the SAG and the Oscars, I will 1,000% agree with you.
Yes.
Am I a little kid every time I get to do that? And am I excited? Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Do I take it too seriously? Yes. But I
also, but it's you, James.
It's a very good point. It's a fair point. I'm going to move out of the way now. It's true. It's very true. So got me so good. I wanted to touch on this one too. Now we're talking entertainment, but the start of the football season kicks off today.
Yeah.
And if you don't think sports is entertainment, then you have not been paying attention, because it has become more entertainment than it was ever sports.
Yeah.
It really has. I know
exactly what you're saying there.
You can
yeah.
throw at me all the athletic competition, love of the game, all these different things. I throw at you money.
You do? You throw money at me?
Throw money at me too, please.
Yeah, darn it. Now I'm broke. it's sports entertainment. All sports
Absolutely.
Is sports entertainment now. Mm-hmm. If you are playing a sport that is not on TV, then I'll listen and just hear sports. But
it's getting less and less.
Yeah, it's less and less, man. Yeah, I mean,
cornhole. They have cornhole on ESPN.
It's all it's all out there now. Man. It's all out there. So it's hard to believe, but it's already the start of the NFL season. The first game is tonight. Super Bowl winning Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Detroit Lions. Campbell and biting kneecaps. Detroit Lions. There's a new analyst out on the most. There's new analysts out on the most annoying fan bases in the NFL.
Oh,
and you know it's legit because they based it on social media posts. So of course, that is not that. Very,
it's close enough. You know,
very similar to the list we did about countries.
This has it's all perspective, right? Yeah.
This has to be taken with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we all know that the most annoying fan base is your rival.
Of course.
Whoever your rival is, it's no different than who the worst drivers are.
Packer fans. I'm just doing it right now.
Viking fans. I'm pretty sure it's
Philadelphia, guys.
Ooh. Now, that nice, Melissa.
That was good.
And that's coming from Mel. That's, she gets it. She knows.
My 1% of brain power. Yeah.
It works well, though.
Join Melissa and I on Playmakers this Monday.
That would be awesome.
If she wasn't so darn busy, I wouldn't get you on that show, Melissa. I would. You want to start at number one and number 10 here?
Let's start at the top.
Okay.
I want to see who the most annoying fans are.
Number one, they say Dallas Cowboy fans are the most annoying.
I would agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I will agree with this because of their parameter, social media posts.
Yeah.
Texas fans, Dallas fans in general are all over social media. I'm barely on Twitter, and I see them every week on Twitter. This time of year, I see them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually complaining. it's usually complaining about this or about that.
Why didn't we do this? Why didn't we?
Here's 424-2600. If there are any Cowboy fans out there listening, why do you never blame Jerry Jones? They blame everybody but Jerry Jones, the owner.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
No.
Number two on the list, the Philadelphia Eagle fan base.
There you go, Melissa. Yeah. You were close.
That was close.
And it was extremely close. It was like a percentile that was separated these two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that they're both in the same division, too.
That's true.
At number three, Buffalo Bill fans.
Really?
Interesting. But okay. I think that that's because in recent years they've gotten better. And the fan base of Buffalo has always been hardy. It's always been really strong. Now that they've been better, it's just maybe a little louder.
I always thought they were not quite so annoying, though. They were more, you know, we were more happy with what we had kind of thing. Yeah,
and deprecate. Yes, Melissa, nice word for that. Yeah, very, especially losing the Super Bowls that they did and all that. Especially younger Buffalo Bill fans, or maybe even older ones, too, that I've run into, very self-deprecating. Yeah. Very, you know, which I'm always a fan of.
Yeah, of course, yes.
At number four, the Kansas City Chiefs fan base.
Winning annoys people.
People are annoyed by winning. They are.
Unless you're the one winning, of course.
Unless you're the one winning, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everyone else, you stink.
So true, though. At number five, Green Bay Packer fans.
I totally agree with that. This is the best survey ever. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean...
Here's the thing, and I think that most Packer fans will agree with this part. Proud of your team.
Yes.
Seth and I were joking in the break. The Brewers are fighting for getting into the playoffs.
They're leading their division
right now. As soon as the Packers are even like whiffed, like there's training camp. Like what?
The Brewers? Yeah, who cares?
It's not the whole fan base, but there's a good portion of the state that goes that direction.
Yep.
And rightfully so, if you think about what that team means to this state.
I am one of the biggest Bear fans
you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. I bleed midnight blue and orange. I will be the first to tell you there is not a better owned franchise than the Green Bay Packers in all of sports.
Yep.
I don't care if you're talking about soccer teams in Europe, you're talking about NFL, NHL, NBA, anything. They own that team. That team is only moving if the state decides it's moving. Like I think that is every sports team should be owned that way. I think they did that right. The way that they run that franchise, I think is always been intelligent. Have they always won? Have they always put out great teams? Maybe not. Name me a team that has.
Well, exactly.
They're the smallest organization in all of sports. Again, going around the whole world.
All the major sports, all around the world.
I'd be pretty boastful, too. I'd be pretty proud of that, too. I get it. Especially, again, going back to what we said with the Chiefs and the Bills, the recent years of winning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make you more boastful. It's going to make you, which... Let's look at what annoying is. Annoying is basically what we all dealt with as football fans with the Patriots for years.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots were good, so they annoyed us.
Yeah, that's right.
That means that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what people, you know what isn't good? When they don't give a dang about you. When they don't care.
Who's like, that team? What?
Yeah.
What is their name?
Who cares about the Arizona Cardinals?
Right?
You know? That's, no one cares.
If I'm a Packer fan, I'm proud of this in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd be proud if I was number one, but I'd be proud to be up there. At number six, Cincinnati Bengal fans.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Because they're the only recent success.
Yeah.
You know, they were in the doldrums for many years. So
one of the worst run franchises in sports. Easily.
And that's
easily.
Saying something.
Yeah. They run that. Enough with the whiny owner. Enough with the owner that I'm barely making ends meet. Poor me.
Whatever.
If that is the case and you are bad at business, you are bad at business and you should not own a team.
And they're usually the children of the people who owned the team beforehand.
Who owned the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fail, son.
Yes. Nicely done. At number seven, Chicago Bears.
Okay, you're on the list.
You darn right. You are darn right.
Nice.
Boastful, proud, and we have to be because we're not very good.
I just got to throw this out there. Okay. And this is coming from a guy who has a team that's never won the Super Bowl. Okay. that the 85 Bears are clinged to. Like, it's a life raft, like the very end of a rope. I mean, you gotta cling. You gotta have it. Otherwise, what are you doing, man? Because I understand it, though. I totally understand it.
I'm sorry, Seth. I wasn't listening. I was watching the Super Bowl shuffle. what were you saying?
Back in 85, my team was the best team that there ever has been. No one will ever be better than my team of the 85.
The only thing you missed there was the best defense of all time.
There you go.
That's the only thing you
the
missed.
One thing she missed.
100% you guys are right. 100% you guys are right. It's all we got. It's that and, like, you know, our running backs. The history of our running backs.
You got that and to be fair, the founder of the NFL, you know, George Halas. I mean, you got to put that out
Papa
there,
Bear
too.
Halas doesn't give enough credit.
Yeah.
I will say, now this is a little more interesting, and I think the Bengals and the Bears are similar in this respect. More annoying and boastful because, yes, pride, but also defending your team.
Yeah.
Fighting for your team. Right. And while you can be self-deprecating as well as also like, well, wait a minute, though.
You can do both.
We did do this and we did that. And basically, just as a sports fan, that's what you're doing. That's what part of your life is right. defending your team.
Yes.
A team, by the way, that, and I'm sorry, Packer fans, you don't own. You don't have any stock in or anything. You can go ahead and throw at me, well, I have this percentage of stock in the Green Bay Packers, and I go every year to the Packers board meeting. When's the last time they asked you about a trade?
Yeah, exactly.
When's the last time they asked you? Did they ask you if they should trade Aaron Rodgers? Like, I mean, let be. I'm the one that just got done saying best run franchise in sports, best owned, and all that. Let's also be honest about your stake in this.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, not up to us.
New York Jet fans at number 8. New York Giant fans at number 9.
Both, you got to get both New York teams on there. You got to do it. It's New York.
Don't even play in New York.
I know. Isn't that sad?
I had a friend growing up who was a big Jets fan, and one of the ways I would annoy him was call him the New Jersey
Jets.
Jersey Jets. He hated that. And finally, the Baltimore Raven fan base.
Oh.
that's interesting. I wouldn't have expected that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
The Cleveland Brown fan base came in at 11. It's unclear what they're so annoyed about, but yeah.
Maybe if it's about their own team, maybe
losing their team. Maybe they're still angry about that.
Who knows?
The least annoying fan base, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
For all three.
I mean,
I like their uniforms and their helmets are pretty cool.
They got really cool uniforms.
They do, but it's so sad. I mean, I get it. They got to the playoffs last year, but still, it's such a sad franchise.
It is, but they're up and coming. Up and coming team. You got Trevor Lawrence there.
That's something.
Speaking of NFL fans, a new survey says that approximately 73.5 million Americans, or 28% of adult population, are planning to bet on the NFL this season.
Whoa.
That's 57.7 increase from a similar survey last year.
Wow.
That's mostly due to the growth of online sports betting and the changing laws in many states. Mm-hmm. Licensed sports books have launched in 34 states, including Massachusetts and Ohio, which opened earlier this year. Once again, the answer to all your questions, money.
Money. Moolah.
We're going to take a break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Marathon County Health and Human Services Committee voted on a resolution last night in opposition of COVID-19 mandates. The meeting was packed with community members there to speak in favor of opposing mask mandates and lockdowns. The resolution passed with a verbal vote. It will now go before the full board for consideration and possible amendments on September 21st. The current reported positivity rate for COVID-19 in Wisconsin is 14%. Masks are not mandated, but people should feel free to wear them if they choose to. Representative Derek Van Orden held a listening session and roundtable discussion with veterans in Portage County on Wednesday. Van Orden is a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 10262 in Plover and serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. These discussions are important and must be ongoing to fully understand the difficulties facing veterans. News 7 reports Van Orden said, "A lot of stuff said here is going to be pertinent in 6 months, but a lot of it won't. So I need to make sure that I'm in constant contact with all of our folks." The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is rail crossing safety. They are working to remind drivers and other users to remain alert to avoid preventable tragedies at rail crossings. About a dozen people are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin.
Trains cannot make stops to prevent a crash, so drivers and pedestrians must be alert and pay attention when approaching rail crossings. Follow warning signs and signals. Do not stop on the tracks. Always assume a train track is in use and look both ways before crossing. The historic Point Bass Harvest Fair is this Saturday from 10 to 4 in Nakusa. There will be demonstrations all day with sauerkraut making, apple pressing for cider, and corn shelling and grinding. You can visit all the historic buildings and grounds on site. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for kids. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 66. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 48. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly sunny Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back to the show. Mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James with you, and we're taking a call that I knew was coming. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
I kind of figured that would happen. You're going to know that I was going to call about that survey.
Yep.
Because it is completely wrong.
Yep. Wait, you go ahead. Hit us with it.
You know, I mean, obviously Minnesota's probably not going to make the list because they can't win Super Bowls and they don't understand internet yet. The people in Minnesota just don't get it. You just think you got to tell jokes to those guys. You got to tell them real slow so that they can kind of understand it.
Hey, they're great at the Oli and Lena jokes. Those are fun. Yeah.
Those are awesome.
They are awesome.
The best jokes. That's right. I said it.
I didn't know if you had something about the Bears, so I was stepping back and just letting them. I was just going to let them have the field. Just let them have the floor. That's good. That's good stuff. Thank you for joining us, man. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. You guys have a great day.
You have a great day, too, brother.
You too.
You have a great day, too. Appreciate all of our callers.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good. God, I love this time of year. I love it. Looking at this one. Now, this is an interesting one right here, I think. If your kid is going into their junior or senior year, be aware they could be hitting peak awkwardness.
Peak awkwardness. I like that.
A new poll asked adults how old they were when they felt they're the most awkward. And the average answer is 17.
Hmm. Okay.
I would say in a 12 or 13 for me. I think that was when I felt, but to be fair, I was also, that was when I first moved up here, and it was a lot of culture shock.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes total
sense. New school,
sense.
New place.
Might have. I already felt like I stood out with like a sore thumb in South Chicago. How do you think that went here? A new poll.
Can imagine.
2/3 of adults said that they still have moments when they feel just as awkward as they did back then. And it turns out we're still worried about a lot of the same things.
Interesting.
People were asked to name the top things they were self-conscious about as teens and the top things they're self-conscious about now. And the top three things we worried about in high school were our weight, our hair, and our teeth. And those are still the same top three things we'll worry about.
Teeth? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. That's wow. In my top three.
I never even thought about that. Yeah. Wow.
Well, obviously it wasn't an issue for you.
No, I guess not.
Other things we still worry about include our height, our posture, our voice, our glasses, and, of course, acne.
Which is so sad.
Yeah, adult acne should not be a thing.
I understand. I am a grown adult. I've understood from a long time that life is not fair. I get that, and I don't expect that. Once you turn 18, you should not be able to get pimples. It should
stop.
Not, it should just stop.
Dear God, could you please...
I don't care if your job is rolling around in Crisco all day. You should not be able to get pimples. It is unheard of. It is wrong.
Wait a minute. Is that a job?
There's a flaw in the human body. It's
where can I get that job?
Seth's ears perked up.
It was great.
That sounds really gross.
It was the tone. It was the tone that she said it. That was really good. So now there's two layers to this to me. One, you got to deal with trauma. You got to deal with stuff early. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it's just going to sit there.
That's true.
You don't deal with issues. You don't deal with things at a young age. It's not going anywhere. You may think that you've moved on or you've outgrown it or something, but one little thing can trigger it, and you're right back to being 17 again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So deal with this stuff when you're young, and I think that is most of us were too far gone. I'm saying that jokingly. I say this more as adults to young people, that this is advice and this is stuff that we can give them.
Right.
But, you know, to be better than us. Because I would hope that that's what we all want for the youth, is to be better than us and have better lives and all that.
Yeah.
And to James' point, you know, these comments are for the younger generation because their parents are past saving. So.
Not true. Come on.
I stole that from Mark Twain. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was so good. No. It's a strong point that I don't care if you're 85, you can grow. You can change. You can. You can. You deserve that too.
Push your boundaries and try to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. That's it's doable.
And we've been talking about this even before the pandemic. We have more in common than we had to have apart.
Absolutely.
We are more alike than not.
Yep.
This survey wasn't done just in a rich neighborhood. It wasn't done just in a poor neighborhood. It wasn't done just for women or for men. It's all of us, all races, all creeds. Everybody has these same hang-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this in common.
I
think that's a beautiful thing in a way.
It's interesting that the top ones are all about appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that doesn't go away. You know, when you're no longer a teenager, maybe it's more intense, but it's still there. It's still with us. You know, why is number one on there your weight? Well, it's because for many hundreds of years, maybe many decades, you know, especially in media, there was a certain thing way you needed to be attractive, right?
Yeah, societal pressures.
Exactly. It's like you have to be like this, especially bad for women.
You have to look like
about
this.
It. Yeah,
you have
exactly.
to fit into these clothes to be acceptable, to be liked.
To be considered attractive or whatever, that kind of thing. No, I think we're moving away from that. And I think that's a good thing because that's not something we should be. It doesn't, in the long run, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with how you appear to other people. It has nothing to do with how good of a life you can live, you know, your interests or anything like that. And I find that to be hopeful in to moving away from that sort of thing.
Yeah. You are just a package for your personality.
That's a good way of putting it.
I'm going to come back to that quote again because I love it.
That's a good one.
Such a good quote. Such a good quote. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Scotty travels to Pullman to face the Cougars. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
High of 66 this afternoon under cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 48 tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 73 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80 Saturday under mainly sunny skies. 71 Sunday, chance for scattered showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 59.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. I hit that one. No, that one.
Redemption.
Yeah, yes, yes, there you go.
Redemption. It's time for us to dive into our That Ain't Right stories and good stories of the day. I want to remind you that Midday Magazine is going to be new today. We're looking forward to that. Join us from 3 to 4 in part 1. We're talking with our United Way. We got Terry Johnson with us, along with Brian DeWitt from ERCO, and he's their new 2023 campaign chair.
Oh, very good. Nice. Very cool.
And in part 2, we're going to talk with our good friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension. Just love talking to Janelle.
Yeah, she's great.
I learn stuff every time I talk to her. I cannot wait. That's going to be a fun conversation. Join us Tuesday through Friday for Midday Magazine 3 to 4. This is sort of a That Ain't Right story. It's a little bit of a combination. It's a kind of a what, because some people might like this. If you're bored with your morning coffee, here's a new combination. The company that makes cup noodles just announced the debut of caffeinated ramen.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
And every college kid just perked up.
What?
What
did you say?
Their target market isn't really the breakfast crowd. They're going after hungry gamers who stay up late playing video games online.
And that's a staple. Cup noodle is a staple.
They even put the word gaming in the product name, Gaming
really?
Cup Noodle.
Oh my.
They could not be more shameless about this.
Oh, wow.
Is it shaped so that it'll fit in, the cup holder in your gaming chair?
Oh, Melissa, that's an idea.
If they didn't do it, they should. You're right. Yeah.
There are two different flavors, but that doesn't matter. a black pepper and garlic one, and a ginger curry version.
Ginger curry. Nice.
That sounds pretty good.
Seemed interesting.
Yeah. I'd eat that. Minus the caffeine.
They'll start selling them on September 18th, but sadly, you'll need a plane ticket to get the sweet ramen buzz. They're only selling them in Japan for now.
Oh. Hmm. How about, that makes sense.
A lot of gamers.
It's not clear how much caffeine they're packing, but supposedly enough to give you a nice big energy boost and keep you alert.
So a cup of coffee worth?
You can get that high score.
Yeah.
Yes, because jitters always help when you're trying to have hand-eye coordination.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm seeing double.
That was that caffeinated ramen.
But I'm awake.
Dang.
I can't play this game, but I'm awake. At least there's that.
Oh.
I wanted to also touch on this one because this is a true that ain't right story.
All right.
And of course, it takes us to Florida.
Oh, boy.
A man in Florida is facing federal charges after the U.S. Coast Guard caught him about 70 miles off the coast of Georgia in a homemade hydropod. Which is kind of like a giant hamster wheel.
Giant hamster wheel.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I'm showing it to Seth right here.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
You looking at that, Melissa? That is...
Yeah, I saw the headline this morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is interesting.
That's insane.
The guy's name is Reza, and he's a marathon runner who was trying to, quote, run to London when the Coast Guard found him. And he wasn't exactly calm about the situation, and he refused to leave the vessel for 3 days.
What?
Who's really suffering there? I mean, the Coast Guard is just going to leave and come back.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And they're trying to save you, you jerk.
You dummy.
Jerk. They said they were cutting short his unsaved voyage, and Reza responded by threatening to do a bunch of stupid stuff I'm not going to give him credit for or talking about. This isn't the first time Reza has been caught in the hamster wheel. He's been apprehended at least 3 previous times, including in the last 2 years when he was trying to go from Florida to New York. This gentleman does not seem to understand how our oceans and our waters work. That time he made it about 25 miles before washing ashore because he's trying to do this in a hamster wheel.
Jeez. Oh, that ain't right.
No, that's
just dumb. Although, it is somewhat impressive to look at. It's kind of a feat, but still, it's not going to work.
I'm not going to blame the hamster wheel for this guy. It's not the hamster wheel's fault that this guy's a knucklehead.
Yeah, right.
Well, and what's the point? I mean, just to accomplish this in a vessel like that?
You know, if I will say this. I think that's a good thing to bring up, because if he was doing this to raise awareness for cancer or a humane society or something. I'd at least give him that. I wouldn't. But this is just ego. This is just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not good. I want to be famous. I want my 15 seconds of fame. How can I get it? I'm not talented at anything, so I'm going to build this thing and I'm going to try to do this.
He's got infamy now.
Yeah. The other question too is, if he wants to be dumb, let him be dumb. I mean, who's he harming but himself?
It's true. A fair point. I go back to the great George Carlin when it comes to this stuff, that we have too many laws protecting dumb people. and I know this is not a very good. This is me talking. I'm not talking for anybody else here. This is the kind of stuff you can get canceled nowadays. But I think Carlin had a strong point. If you are driving 75 miles an hour on your motorcycle on a rainy road and you don't want to wear a helmet, that's on you. Now, there's differences here. There was a liar there, though, because you, especially when we're talking about being on the roads, a lot of these laws that are in place there are protect other people.
Exactly.
You know, when you are being a knucklehead. So right. There's a line
right.
there.
So, I mean, and you can't blame the Coast Guard. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. Mm. You know, it's like, sorry, you can't do this.
I lean towards what Melissa's saying, though. I am more than that.
But, his vessel is not very big. So is he, throwing stuff into the ocean when he's done using it? Is he littering as he goes? Is he, there's questions.
There ain't no way that he's not causing some damage.
Yeah.
There's just.
Right. It really seems that way. Yeah.
Looking at this man-made thing again. There's no way that he's not
considered a safe vessel for ocean going.
Yep.
Yeah. Journeys.
Yep.
Is probably why that would be my guess anyway. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not, an oceanographer or anything like that, but.
One day, Melissa.
Someday.
Yes. Keep reaching for the stars.
I aspire to.
Yeah. Keep reaching for the stars.
We've got nice.
Or the corals.
No, that was good. We need a palate cleanser. Let's look at some good stories of the day locally. Seth's got the first one for us.
We've got the downtown farmers market going on as we speak. Every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 2, First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Gogson Street. They, of course, have their fresh flowers, their locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids most days there as well. So if you have not done so, where have you been? Mm-hmm. Get on down there. You've only got until October. Yeah. You've got a month and a half till this wraps up. So if you haven't been there yet, go now. Lots of great stuff.
We've got a bunch of great big events going on this weekend.
Oh, so many this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
And things really kick off at 10, from 10 to 3 at Rockin' the Shelter, the South O'Connor Humane Society's fundraiser and supply drive for their Humane Society.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is going on at Southwood County Park, Red Sands Beach, in the enclosed stone shelter. We touched on this with Madison. We're going to touch on it even more tomorrow when she joins us. Mm-hmm. Clifford the big red dog's going to be down there.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's so cool.
Rock painting with Rockin' in the Rapids. There's going to be stuff for the kids. It's going to be a really fun event. That's mm-hmm. going on from 10 to 3. Right at 1, from 1 to 9 at beautiful Robinson Park here in Wisconsin Rapids, the 7th Annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival, FRM Fest.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be a good one. Connie's going to join us tomorrow talking about this. Now, the last time she joined us, we were able to focus on the bands. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Connie and I are going to focus on what FRM does for our city, for our community, for our area.
Nice.
How wonderful. Important that organization is and why this event this Saturday is so vital.
And I'm looking here at the temperature on Saturday. It looks like it's going to be sunny, 81 for high. It's going to be perfect.
Thank
perfect
God.
Day.
It's going to be a perfect day.
Another perfect day for the Harvest Fair that's happening at Historic Point Boss, too.
Yeah.
That's from 10 to 4 on Saturday. They have demonstrations. You can visit all of the historic buildings there. That sounds like an awesome festival as well.
Man, your Saturday's full.
It really is. Yeah. Take in all these events as you can, and when it comes to each one of them have an importance. When the Historic Point Boss, they are keeping history alive over there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
You can learn how to make sauerkraut.
Yeah, go check that out.
And then throw it away.
And
whatever, it's delicious. And it's good for your belly.
And save your appetite for next Tuesday when our VFW is going to be at the Culver's. And where you eat at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, and 10% of the proceeds will be benefiting our Buckley Bowl with VFW post 2534.
Nice.
Staying right here in the community.
Yeah, that'll go from 4 to 8 next Tuesday. We'll talk more about that and plenty more next week. And when we're talking about naming our chicken and that as well.
Chicken!
And be sure to check out Trail Tunes. Nice. Was it a bark?
It was a balk.
Okay, it was a balk.
She's finally lost it. Yep, it's finally happened. She's gone.
We have broken Melissa. It was going to happen. It was going to happen.
With you two? No doubt.
Yeah. Trail Tunes tonight at 7 on WIRI. Join us for our live show there.